I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Israel unleashed a series of attacks early Sunday in Lebanon, and it announced the killing of another high-level Hezbollah commander. The strikes aimed to further rattle Hezbollah after airstrikes that killed the group's chief, Hassan Nasrallah. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has the story.
Smoke still rises Sunday from what's left of high-rise apartments after an Israeli strike in the suburbs of Beirut on Friday. The Israeli military says it was targeting the leader of the U.S.-designated terror group Hezbollah. The group on Saturday confirmed the death of its leader, Hassan Nasrallah. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu labeled Nasrallah as someone set on destroying Israel.
Nasrallah was not another terrorist. He was the terrorist. He was the axis of the axis, the central engine of Iran's axis of evil. He and his people were the architects of the plan to destroy Israel.
Overnight attacks this weekend continued in Beirut, prompting concern for what may follow. Lebanon's health ministry reports more than 1,000 Lebanese dead and 6,000 wounded in the past 2 weeks. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Russian officials say more than 100 Ukrainian drones were shot down Sunday, sparking a wildfire and setting an apartment block alight in one of the largest barrages over Russian skies. Russia's Ministry of Defense reported it had shot down 125 drones across 7 regions. The southwestern region of Volgograd came under particularly heavy fire, with 67 Ukrainian drones reportedly downed by Russian air defenses. This is VOA News. Rescuers in Nepal have recovered dozens of bodies from buses and other vehicles that were buried in landslides near the capital Kathmandu, as the death toll from flooding rose above 100, with dozens missing, according to officials. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In Kathmandu, footage showed locals attempting to cross streets filled with raging floodwaters as they desperately held on to a rope. The following day, rescue and cleanup efforts were underway. Rescuers carefully dug around a body that had been caught under a landslide. Dozens of bodies were retrieved from two buses that were headed to Kathmandu when a landslide buried them. Workers searched for others who may have been buried. Kathmandu remained cut off as three highways out of the city were blocked by landslides. The government announced the closure of schools and colleges across Nepal for the next 3 days. I'm Karen Chamas.
Southern U.S. states are grappling with rising death tolls, lack of vital supplies in isolated flood-stricken areas, and widespread loss of homes and property, while the devastating toll of Hurricane Helene becomes clear to officials who warn of a lengthy and difficult rebuild. Authorities are rushing to airlift supplies and restore communications and roads in the flooded city of Asheville, North Carolina. Massive rains brought by Helene left many people stranded or homeless, and the monster storm has killed more than 60 people. Hopes of finding dozens of migrants missing after their boat sank off the Canary Islands were diminishing, authorities said Sunday. In what could be the deadliest migrant crossing incident from Africa to the Canaries in decades, Reuters correspondent Diane Toe reports.
Patrol boats and helicopters continued a second day of search near the Spanish island of El Hierro after emergency services received a distress call from the boat in the early hours of Saturday. They said wind and poor visibility made the rescue extremely difficult and that the boat sank during the rescue attempt. Rescuers were able to pick up 27 of 84 migrants from the boat. But at least 9 people died in the incident, authorities said, including a child. Data from the EU's border agency Frontex showed that the route from Africa to the islands has seen a surge in migrants this year, with more than 21,000 crossing in the first 7 months. 3 other boats reached the Canary Islands on Saturday night, carrying more than 200 migrants.
Reuters correspondent Diane Toe. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.